Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here in Los Angeles with Lenny. And what's even better is that we're in our restaurant.
Yeah, we're in Greekman's in Silver Lake.
Which means that we aren't cooking, but we know exactly what we're eating.
And it's going to be delicious.
We are about how many days into our work, our holiday?
Since Wednesday.
And the weather's been pretty...
It's just livened up.
Disappointing.
And it's great today.
It's great today.
Got a bit warmer yesterday. Has been chilly.
I feel like I've done quite a lot.
The sun is... You've not stopped.
I'm exhausted.
I've been out for lots of restaurants.
Good for you. Where have you been?
I've been to Superba, where I saw Dev Patel.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting, eating his breakfast.
So, yeah, we're in Greekman's, so we're eating Greek food today.
Yeah.
On the menu... Kindly, they're not open for lunch, but they've opened up specially for us.
And for our guest.
And for our guest, who is...
Pretty fabulous.
Ben Platt. I first saw Ben Platt in The Politician on Netflix, and I remember he sings in it, doesn't he?
What a voice.
And now he's coming on because he's got a new album out.
Got a voice like...
Hello. Oh, he's here.
Like, I think he's here. Got a voice like syrup.
Hello.
I'm
Jessie.
Come in. Nice to meet you. How are
you? So good. So happy to be here.
I love that you just wander in and we're talking and then it's like you dip your toe into the LA life and Los Feliz and then you're in New York. You're a jet setter.
I'm a jet setter. With just two destinations usually, but between them, quite a jet setter.
Can I just talk about theatre camp?
Of course you can.
I loved it.
Thank you.
It wasn't on the...
I watched it last... find it.
It wasn't on. It was on my last flight to Los Angeles. It's so good.
Thank you. Thank you for watching it.
No, but you were part of it, weren't you? Like, you were one of the execs.
Yes. Noah and I and our friends Nick and Molly, we wrote it all together and produced it together. And then the two of them directed and we're in it as well. And it's like
a passion project. So where can I find it now?
Hulu.
How do we get Hulu?
You can buy it on it's
Prime?
Disney Plus. It's on Disney Plus in the UK.
Oh, I'd be able
it's
to watch
so
it here.
It's so good. It was so gorgeous.
Darling, what wine did you want?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
what
it's
you
day,
fancy?
So maybe...
White or rosé?
Are you going to go, the sun's out, rosé?
Sun's out, rosé.
Do you like white?
I like white.
Okay, what kind of white do you like?
Kind of like a crisp, dry...
Okay. Jonah likes all that funky shit.
No.
I don't like the funky shit.
He'll do normal.
What do you mean funky shit? Like organic? Like,
yeah, I like that funky. Do you like a funky?
I'm okay with it. Noah likes it more than me.
So Noah's your other half, who is in theatre camp, but also is an actor.
Yes.
Fabulous actor.
Writer, actor, singer.
Good doctor.
He's
in that all the time, right? Is that like the regular? That's like.
But this is their last season, so he's done. He's done shooting it.
And Noah, I remember, came to one of my shows years ago and was really. I just remember seeing him in the audience and just giving me lots of smiles, and I appreciated it.
He is a really amazing audience member. He's like really.
Oh, I thought I was special. No. Like,
well, when he loves something.
No.
If he doesn't.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
He also won't lie. Like he doesn't bullshit. But
he commits.
He really
to being
does.
The audience.
Especially with something that's really appealing to him, and also he brings the party, as they say.
How did you two meet?
We met doing like a comedy web series type of thing that never even saw the light of day when we were like 19 and 20. So a while ago now, I'm 30, so like a little over a decade ago, with the same collaborators and friends that made Theater Camp with us. So that's we met in that little crew. And we started dating like pretty quickly, like immediately, and or like cooking up, or I guess whatever you call it when you're 20. And
was this in New York?
This was in New York, in Manhattan. And pretty quickly into it, I kind of panicked, and I wrote him this long, indulgent note about how I was, you know, I had the sense we were going to be friends for life, and I didn't want to ruin it, and we were too young, and, you know, I didn't want to jump into something,
yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. And he sort of hated me for a moment. And then we found a nice friendship for several years, which was sort of like a will they, won't they. We would have like a romantic moment every so often, but mostly a friendship. And then got older, and then I came to my senses, and we've been together now for like 4 years.
You're engaged.
We are engaged.
Who proposed?
I did first.
Well done. That was like that was making up for all the lost years.
Exactly.
Is that the ring?
This is the ring.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
He did good. Yeah. He had sapphire. I'm a September. I gave him one that's has some emeralds because he's May.
Oh, so you both got an engagement ring.
Yes.
So
well,
clever.
I did it first, and I did a really good job. And then
okay, can we talk about it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, come on.
So
why
I got,
was it so good?
Well, I really got him in terms of the surprise, which is to me was the only goal because okay. he's very sharp, so it's very hard to get anything by him. And I planted the seed really far out that we were going to go have a night of hanging out with his sister and his sister's girlfriend, and he really thought that was the plan. And it was right around Thanksgiving. I also convinced him that my family was going to be doing Thanksgiving in L.A. and we were going to be doing it in New York with his. And so I brought him to the restaurant where we were supposedly going to meet his sister and her now fiancé also. And we went up and it was empty and I had put flowers everywhere. And
like half a glass. Just white, please. Yes, you put flowers.
Delish. And he came in and was sort of like, thought at first that it was like seasonal decorations that the restaurant did, and then I think we took a second and realized that it was empty and that we were alone, and then started to cry, and then I proposed to him, and then our dear friend Shoshana Bean came out and sang a song for us that's...
Is that Shosh from... Hold on, Shoshana, how do I know this
She's
person?
Like amazing singer, Broadway star. She was in Hell's Kitchen now. She was in Waitress. She was in Wicked, Hairspray. She's been around for...
What was the song?
It's called Bless the Telephone, Lobby Seafray song. It's a really beautiful, like, acoustic ballad about long distance.
Were you not tempted to sing yourself?
No, honestly, because we do that every... Like, that's our jobs and our lives, and so I feel like the most romantic thing to me is, like, the fact that we don't have to be that with each other. Not that we don't love to sing in the shower and stuff, but I think, you know...
You did good, Ben.
Thanks. It was good. And then he liked the ring, so he seems better.
Is he gorgeous? I've not seen him.
He's very gorgeous.
He's very gorgeous.
Hannah said he was gorgeous.
He's what they call a short king.
What's a short king?
He's rather short, but he is...
Regal.
Gorgeous. Regal, really handsome, really...
And do your family... Cute. Is he Jewish?
He is Jewish, yeah.
Oy. You've now got the lot.
Exactly. My parents were very happy about that.
Now, you're Jewish.
Yes.
How did you get brought up? Was it Friday night dinners every Friday?
Yes. Shabbat was very big in the house. I went to Jewish day school. I went to Jewish summer camp. My family's like pretty observant, conservative Jews. It was bar mitzvah. It was musical theater themed.
Obviously.
Of course.
A musical theater themed.
Of course.
Bar
I
mitzvah.
Sang Jersey Boys with my brothers and my dad.
Oh my God.
As the entrance.
Had the voice dropped yet or not?
Just was learning how to navigate the drop.
Oh, God.
But I did sing the Frankie Valli part, so.
Well
done.
Oh,
wow.
We had Jordan Firstman on. He had a Wicked themed. Did he have Wicked
course.
Or Magic?
Wicked.
Wicked. Benny Blanco had Magic.
Incredible.
I had my bat mitzvah like 2 years ago, and I didn't have a theme.
You were a adult bat mitzvah?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where'd you do it?
In my mom's living room.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was
fun. Did you read Torah?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She
lay.
She sang.
Did you give a dvar? Like, did you give a speech?
Yes, I did.
Amazing.
About queer representing, like the queer reading on Joseph rejecting Potiphar's wife.
Ah.
Was Joseph gay?
Hello. He loves it.
He likes
his
nice
gorgeous coat. Like, hello.
And he said no to Potiphar's wife. So,
yeah.
You know.
You'd think he was.
Or he was just, who knows? There's many different interpretations.
I'd like to think so.
Cheers.
Noah played Joseph and he played him very gay and it was amazing. Cheers.
L'chaim.
I have to say, the music in Joseph, the musical, is so good. I love it.
It pops
I
off.
I always wanted to be the narrator.
Oh, you'd sing the shit out of that.
I would have tried. But, Jesse,
are you going to do musical theatre ever?
I would like to. You do musical theatre.
I do.
Was it Parade?
That's what I just did, yes.
And that was it two of you? That was no, hold on, you did the other one in on Broadway recently with the lady.
Yeah, that was Parade.
Parade.
With Michaela Diamond. Michaela, yes.
And it got rave reviews.
It went well. It was good.
Was that your first time doing Broadway? No.
My third. I did a Book of Mormon. I replaced in that show when I was like quite young. I was 21, I think. And then I did Evan Hansen on Broadway.
Of course, originally.
You didn't bring it to England, though.
I did not, no. Well, I was with that role from the readings all the way to the Broadway show. So like 3 years of developing and different productions and stuff. So by then I was just ready to hang it up.
Because I never saw Evan Hansen, but I started watching the film. Mm-hmm. How did you find the change of transferring it from the stage to the film? Because it was that way round, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was tough. It was tough because it's such a theatrical conceit, and I think it's hard for people to see musical numbers in a contemporary setting that are played so real to life. Like there's no fantastical element, like in La La Land, where things are sort of magic realism, or you know, in something that's a period piece where you expect to see people singing. I think seeing like people in modern school hallways and in like dining rooms and things like singing earnestly is a hard translation. And we also made it during COVID, which that was tough. It was one of the earliest productions in COVID. It was like fall 2020, so lots of like hazmat suits, and we couldn't see anyone or talk to anyone, so it was
stressful.
Quite dreary. But you know, at least it exists.
So back to Shabbat dinners.
Yes.
Who was around the dinner table?
I have quite a large family, so I have four siblings.
Well, where were you born, brought up?
In Westwood, here.
Oh, here? Mm-hmm.
Where's Westwood?
Like, adjacent to Beverly Hills, sort of very suburban.
Okay.
I went to elementary school, like, right in the neighborhood.
Right.
How many brothers?
Two brothers and two sisters, so I'm number four out of five. I've got my oldest sister's married with four boys.
Yeah.
My brother's married with a boy and a girl. My sister is married with a boy and another boy on the way.
Yeah.
And then there's me and my little brother who are both gay.
Okay.
Which has been fun. But it was all of us around the table, and usually it's either some cousins or another family from the community or like someone's friend from school and their parents or, you know, always some sort of communal gathering.
Is Shabbat dinner as traditional as like chicken soup, chopped liver, roast chicken?
Not all the way.
Or not the same in L.A.?
Close. I mean, there was almost always a chicken of some kind. Okay. My mom also makes amazing London broil, so there was some of that.
What is London broil?
Like a really yummy, chunky, I don't know how to describe it. It's meat, it's beef, and it's sort of like, it's like a giant steak. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like a really
London
beautiful
broil.
Kind of sliced steak situation.
Not like brisket.
No.
We also brisket we would make, but cooked differently. I think
London
brisket
broil,
is like a slow,
is it more like
a slow
caliata?
Roast.
Maybe. I don't know. Would you have it rare?
Noah is going to be listening to this and just like rolling and being like, I can't believe you don't know how to describe what a London broil is. He's going to be really embarrassed by my lack of knowledge.
London broil. And is London the cut of the meat?
Something that I wish I knew.
Because I've been to Whole Foods,
no idea.
I've been to London.
Yeah, it looks a bit like kind of...
See? Chunky steak.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, it looks like onglet or something, maybe. Flank.
Flank.
Lean and flavorful.
Like, it is a bit like onglet.
Very tasty, chewy. So that rice pilaf we always would have.
Oh,
my mom
wow.
makes this thing called carrot mold that's sort of like a savory carrot cake type of situation that her mother passed down.
Wow.
It's really delicious.
Sephardic? Or
no,
Ashkenazi. Oh. See, I would never think to have rice or like a
with
carrot,
not with
a
steak. Not with steak.
I don't know,
rice.
But I love that.
It's a nice little collection of weird... traditional
was it
stuff.
Lots of like dig in, everyone have a go.
It's a big family.
Always buffet style.
Right.
Yes. And also there's so many of us, so it's like you gotta Noah makes fun of me because I eat very fast, but it was because if you didn't someone takes it.
Jesse eats fast and there's no reason for that.
I went to a Shabbat in Australia and they had paper plates and I thought that was genius. Because
No cleanup. Screw the environment.
Recycle.
Sure, recycle.
But like, but it was so good because they were just like, look, we've made all this delicious stuff and we don't want to wash up.
Yeah.
And I thought, respect.
Noah's an amazing chef and I'm a really good
eater.
I was going to say Sue, mostly eater. But when I say Sue, I really mean I clean up as he goes, so that by the time we're eating, we don't have a ton left to
That's perfect.
Because I can't really sit and enjoy a relaxing meal if I can see just a sink.
Are you
sink.
OCD?
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I'm an amazing folder.
Oh.
I'm really good at organizational things. But exactly, I can't. If I'm going to relax and enjoy some wine and some food, I can't have a looming sink of dishes.
Perfect.
So what's your favorite sort of meal?
My favorite type of meal? I mean, cuisine-wise, I'm a big Japanese cuisine person.
Oh,
I love sushi. I love raw fish.
Where's your spot that you go to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's the...
If someone else is paying.
In New York, the Blue Ribbon on Sullivan Street is really delicious. And in LA...
They've got a Blue Ribbon in the Grove. Is it not as good?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of become chain-y.
I went to one in New York. And I loved it. It was amazing.
It's really delicious. I mean, don't quote me, but I think it started downtown on Sullivan. And all the locations are great. But I think it's something a little special about that. And then here, I used to go to Nozawa, which was like the little sort of sushi countery omakase place on Ventura that has now, I think, like Sugarfish and all of that is from that same chef.
Okay.
So
you really,
really
like Japanese.
I do. I love
but
it.
But what would Noah cook at home?
He hates it. So he's an anti-fish person. So he likes to cook everything else, which obviously I'm happy to eat truly anything. And he makes really good Italian food. He's half Italian, half Jewish. So
oh, wow. That's a good combo.
Really good chicken parm. He makes really good pasta. He makes a really delicious meatloaf for me because I love meatloaf.
I do too. And I don't feel like it gets enough
I think
kind of attention.
I'll make you
he's
one
literally
coming.
Making me one tonight. I'll send you photos.
He should have come.
I know.
But you wouldn't have got the meatloaf.
I know, it's true.
So, does he put an egg in it?
Yes, I think so. And then obviously Heinz is important on top. The ketchup is important.
Oh.
As the main sauce component. For like a traditional meatloaf.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
It's the keeps it moist and it's really good.
Yeah. Will you ask him to send us his recipe?
Yeah, of course.
So that we can we'll have a go at that.
Absolutely.
So I presume from hearing the menu... Your mum's a good cook.
She is a really good cook. She. It's a lot about tradition for her and carrying things on and things that her parents made, things that my dad's parents made. And mostly it's about giving us all a reason to sit and eat something. So she's she has a lot of other ambitions and things that she does. So she doesn't necessarily, that's not her source of joy in the way that maybe for some people it's purely a pastime and an art. But she's excellent.
But it's important.
Yes.
What's their heritage? Are they Polish, Russian?
I think on both sides separately, they're Latvian.
Latvian.
I think we're Eastern European.
Yeah.
Like my dad's separately and also my mom. Both lead back there.
Are we Lat, Jesse?
No.
We're Ukrainian.
We're Lithuanian, I think.
And Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, Russian, yeah.
Same vibe.
Yeah, same vibe. So what are some of the recipes that your dad's side... what's been passed down from your dad's side?
Well, my grandma Sue, who passed, she was a really amazing cook, one of the best in the family, and she used to make these things called peanut butter balls, it's basically melted butter, peanut butter. It's like a cross between a candy and a truffle and a little pastry, and it's really delicious.
So is there a pastry around it?
No, it's just
sounds like an energy ball at the moment.
Sort of. It's like holds its shape, but is really soft, and it sort of almost feels like a frozen ball of peanut butter, but there's some chocolate, and I'm doing a bad job.
You're terrible at this,
Ben. So you could have it at Passover, because it had no
flour. So is it a
flour?
Sweet thing?
Kosher Passover, yes, it's a dessert.
Okay,
It's a treat, a snack, a treat, a dessert. It's you can make a big batch, all the grandkids eat them. And I grew up never loving peanut butter, and it's one of the only things that helped to sway me to the side.
Are you going to do Passover? Are you observant at all?
Not in terms of... I used to be with my family when I was a kid, but not in terms of keeping the Noah Chametz thing.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily do that, but I always do a Seder somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you eat matzah?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that
matzah pizza.
Yeah.
Matzah with cream cheese.
Yeah.
Matzah with melted Munster cheese is really, really good.
Oh, melted? Wow.
Munster cheese.
What's Munster?
It's it's a white kind of square,
white
very
cheese.
Thick
is it
cheese.
A cheddar?
Close, yes. And it's got a nice smoked edge. It's really good.
Oh, I like it I like matzah brie.
Delicious.
And I feel
it's
only do it.
Basically a scramble, a matzah scramble.
And you only do it once a year, really.
Yeah. We should bring it back around.
You should give it the other season.
Do you like it with cinnamon and sugar?
No.
Or just savory?
I like savory.
Me too.
As a scramble replacement, essentially.
Yeah.
And but matzo balls manage to be year-round, so maybe let's bring matzo bra year-round.
I agree, absolutely.
Do you live here most of the time in L.A.? Or mostly, is your work mostly in New York?
Our home base is Brooklyn in New York. We have our kind of like real sort of forever home there, like life home. But we have a place here as well because my whole family's here. And of course, we're both actors, and so we have to work here all the time. So we flip-flop, but New York is the home base.
How's it feeling putting a record out?
Yeah.
Good.
Does it feel different? It does. To Showtime and like being on. I mean, does it feel different?
Always. I mean, when I made my first album, I think it was like it was so. It's because I've been playing characters for so long, and I had just finished doing Evan Hansen on Broadway, and I had become very synonymous with that character, and so I was so anxious to express my own perspective and be myself and like get back in touch with my own like emotions and ideas, and so. I think the kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off of doing it for the first time, it felt so good because I was just so eager to do that. And now, as I've made my second and now third albums, it's like the kind of anxiety of revealing yourself that way creeps back in and you realize that it's like quite vulnerable. And, you know, I ultimately love it. And it's a means to get to perform it, which is always, to me, the end game is like, I love to make an album and songwrite and try to share experiences, but at the end of the day, like, my most favorite thing is to sing it live with people in the room and like share it directly.
You have got the most gorgeous voice.
I mean, it's an unbelievable
gorgeous
voice.
Gorgeous, honestly.
Because I think I first heard you on The Politician singing.
Yes.
And then I got slightly obsessed with you, and I remember you put something on Instagram. You did like a Sam Smith cover.
Yes, I did, yeah.
And I like sent it to Sam, and I was like, this is insane. And then, of course, seen you in lots of other things, but then. Because I'd never seen Evan Hansen, and I can only imagine that was quite a heavy weight on your shoulders to have that character.
Definitely.
And then you do this, but your voice is so unique.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
But it's so unique, and you have like, I'm really jealous. It's an amazing voice.
That's very kind.
When did you realise, like you were going to probably theatre camp, I presume, because you made a whole film about it, and like... You'd be doing that, but what was the moment where you sung one song and you were like, hang on a minute, or other people were like, hang on, this is it?
It's a good question. It's tough because I don't know what is my actual memory and what is like my version of it now, you know what I mean? I think I did Oliver when I was a kid.
Who were you?
Oliver, duh.
Of course.
And I remember singing Where Is Love and just, I think, something about... It was like I had done a couple of like youth shows before that, and like Annie and Cinderella, things where you're, you know, it's a little more cute, and you know, it was sort of the first song I really got to like bite my teeth into, and I just remember, I don't know, the feeling of it, the reaction. I'm not sure what it was, but I was like, oh, this is something I am active at doing.
Is there going to be a lead single?
Yes, I put out a song called Andrew that's out now.
Right.
That's about specifically for me, it's about like being when you're queer and you're a young person and you fall for like your straight friends who are lovely to you, and there's nothing you can do about it because it's just the chemistry's not right and the chemicals aren't right. But you know, it's like, where do you put that melancholy? I remember just being a kid and thinking it's nobody's fault that this doesn't work, but it's just not working. And obviously, it can be about any unrequited love that anyone wants to put onto it. But
was he called Andrew?
No.
Or did it sing better?
It was sang better.
And also, maybe you don't want the person to know.
Well, there's been, it's an amalgam. There's been so many, like, different, I think of, like, four or five different guys in middle school and high school, and I have had crushes on people named Andrew, but it was honestly the one I liked the best. And also, doesn't he just sound like a sweet, straight man, Andrew?
He does.
Yeah, it could be Kevin, but Andrew's nice.
So, back to food. Shabbat was a big thing. Were you a fussy eater, or did you eat everything?
Fussy at the beginning.
Yeah.
In the kind of cliche kid way of like, I want grilled cheese and pasta and chicken tenders and I don't want to be adventurous. But then I think when I was like, you know, 11 and 12 and my eyes opened to how much more delicious things are if you don't limit yourself, I got better. And honestly, Japanese food was a big help with that, because sometimes when you're a kid, it's like the idea of like a raw fish, like it can be scary and it's cold and, you know, but I think realizing how delicious that was, it was like, oh, well, what else have I been missing, you know?
Do you have Yo Sushi here?
No.
That we have in Britain?
No, but I've spent a lot of time
working. Where the sushi goes round. Yeah.
Love. And also you have a really good chain that's like, it's like refrigerated. It's sort of to-go sushi.
Itsu.
Yes.
It's
really,
really
solid,
good.
Always.
It is good. Have you spent a lot of time in the UK?
Yeah, I've done a couple of concerts, and then I filmed this movie called The People We Hate at the Wedding there for a few months, which was like a cute Amazon Prime thing with Kristen Bell and Allison Janney.
I'm going to watch a lovely it time. Tonight.
It's a very happy, happy rompy movie.
Perfect.
But I love spending time there. I love the theater community there. I love food there. I like the. It's like a.
Do you think we're as big on musical theater in Britain?
Not. I think the straight theater and the. I don't mean like, you know what I mean? Straight plays and the Shakespeare and the classics. Like, that's, I think, the most special specialty there. I mean, you have great musical theater too, but that's where the stuff that's the most intimidating to me is, because I feel like that's what really originated with you guys and you do best.
Well, you're going to get the eyes of Tammy Faye coming to you.
Yes, I can't wait. With Andrew. Speaking of Andrews,
But that you've got the original Tammy,
Yes, Katie Graben.
Who's incredible, I think.
I've seen her do Carole King, didn't I?
Oh, was she Carole King?
I think so.
I've seen
she
that.
Was, did you see that in...
The UK.
I saw
Jessica Mueller here as well, who was amazing, but I also saw it in the
UK. She was really good.
She was amazing.
Oh my goodness, this looks delish.
Thank you, doll.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's really the perks. Usually we would cook for you. However...
Jonah's better than...
Jonah's just... It makes life easier today. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Start helping yourself.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Spanakopita.
Yeah.
How many different styles,
well,
Jonah?
I guess there's a like a shudo, like a pastry dough, and then classic phyllo on both sides, but one is sort of stacked and the other is just.
Are we being your guinea pig that we need to try all of them and tell you which one you need to put on the the menu? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Great, thanks. I didn't know you could have spanakopita three ways, but I appreciate it.
Did you see anything in New York recently?
Merrily We Roll Along.
So great.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
In the film,
Which is going to be filmed over, decades or?
I think we have maybe 15 years to go.
Have you started it?
Mm-hmm. We have shot the first two sequences. We have another one coming up next year.
And we get to spend time with Paul.
Yes, love Paul.
God, you poor thing.
I know, it sucks, right?
Yes.
Mescal.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, that he is, inside and out.
Is he brooding?
No, not really. I mean...
Is he sensitive? Is he is he like his character in Normal People at all?
Much more joyful.
Okay.
But yes, he's very deep and introspective, but couldn't be lovelier.
Was anybody else into singing, acting, as the group, like, in your gang?
Yes, you mean like siblings?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all grew up doing youth theater and theater at school.
Okay.
My sisters did never pursue it. They are smart. They were like, we're not going to do this. This seems terrible. My older brother still performs and sings, and he was Fiero and Wicked for a while.
I'm going to see that. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Wicked?
I know.
No, I haven't.
I might have.
Oh, I have. No, babe, I'm investing. I'm taking my daughter and my niece and my son. I'm doing it so they can be prepared for the film, which I believe is going to be phenomenal.
Yes. Well, I'm incredibly biased, as my dad produced the film and created the musical as well. I'm, you know,
oh my God.
Shining in my Nepo Baby.
Oh my God. I love that Nepo Baby, but like musical theater. It feels different.
It's a special type.
It feels very different.
But I mean, Cynthia couldn't be more gifted, and she's been a friend for a long time, and Ari is also obviously incredibly gifted, so it's going to be wonderful, I'm sure.
So your whole family's in the showbiz?
Yeah, well, only my older brother and I are still sort of pursuing it, but everyone has a love for it.
So what does your older brother do?
Sort of jack of all trades, kind of does lots of different things. And my younger brother also has a beautiful voice and works in music, like in publishing. But we all definitely bond over a love of singing and theater and musicals and... Barbra Streisand.
Oh, shit, Barbra Streisand. Have you met her?
I have.
Have you sung with her?
No, it's my greatest dream.
Tell me about a Barbra Streisand encounter. Was there any food involved or drinks?
She came to see me and Evan Hansen on Broadway. And
was it like, Barbra's coming in tonight?
Yes, well, it was a very particular era when that show first came out where word was getting around and we were having lots of exciting visitors. And in the beginning, I was like, I don't want to know. And then it became a sort of thing where I would happen upon people in the audience without knowing that they were there, and it would kind of interrupt me. So I decided I would just rather have all the information.
Yeah.
So by that point, I was getting a list always of who was coming, and so I knew she was going to be there.
What a list.
And she came back afterwards and couldn't have been lovelier. And then she sat on my couch in my dressing room with me and asked me a lot of questions about,
oh my God,
about crying and singing. Because Evan Hansen has a lot of like catharsis while singing. And she wanted to know, she wanted to get in there about the like the mechanics. She was like, where does the mucus go? And when do you have time to swallow? And where do you rest? Like really wanted to get like talk shop about the singing. And I was like, this is my dream come true.
And you were like, well, you, I need like.
I was like, hello. Do you ever watch My Man? Like, you know, if anyone knows how to sing and sing
I've never
and
seen,
cry.
Hold on, which one's not? Is
that's the last song in the film version of Funny Girl that she sings, where she's, where he's about to come home back from prison, or maybe he just has come back from prison, and she's singing on stage alone in the black. And,
oh, that is good. That is good.
She's sobbing and.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Help yourself if you...
Oy.
Oh, here we go.
No, you've got to see this.
This is... Oh, no, I think it's already flamed, hasn't it?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, no. Great.
Wait.
Something is about to be in flame?
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. Sure.
That's great, isn't it?
Fabulous.
Opa, the new yellow opa.
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 Thank you. But these are a little moment, but you know, theatrical moment.
I love it.
Gorgeous.
What is it with ouzo?
Ouzo, exactly. Yep.
And you have it with like...
Has me jam.
Like a jam. What is the jam made from? Is it quince or what is it?
No, today it's, I think it's cara orange.
Oh, yum. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks, Jonah. So when are you getting
married?
In the fall.
Oh, wow.
You've already had the bachelor party.
Yes. Well, scheduling is tough because I'm about to go... I'm playing the Palace on Broadway for 3 weeks. I'm doing a residency of my music. And then I'm doing a tour for the summer and then I get married after that. So I had to do the bachelor before all that began.
Fair enough.
Because, you know, when you're singing, you can't go hard.
I know.
So I wanted to go hard.
Where did you go?
We just did it in the city in New York and we all stayed together in an apartment. And they did like a sort of like a cast party themed... party because we all met going to cast parties when we were in high school together, so we had like, you know, cocktails in water bottles and they danced to music from high school, and my friend Nick made me a really intense, very involved scavenger hunt with lots of puzzles and things, which is what we really bond over. I'm a huge nerd when it comes to like riddles and puzzles and games, and like I love
Legos.
Do
you like an escape room?
Love an escape room. Love. And then we went dancing at this place called Joy Face in New York, which is really, really fun.
Oh, that sounds good.
And they play a lot of great music. Great, like, ABBA, 70s, gay stuff. It's great.
I have to say, I think it was the second song felt a bit ABBA at the beginning.
Which?
On your album.
Oh, All American Queen.
Yeah, there was like, it was like the melody, it just felt, it had like a moment of Bjorn.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean, though?
I mean, I'll take it to the grave.
No, listen, it was, yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Jesse, will you pass me the jam and a bit of toast?
Yes.
Please, just to try.
I'm putting that there just in case you need some more. Did you get any jam with yours?
Of course.
Okay,
that's a
fine.
Huge part of it.
Yes, it's good.
The tang.
You performed for Joe Biden the other day.
Yeah.
So the lineup was amazing, wasn't it? It was you, Lizzo.
Yeah, Leah, Michelle, Cynthia, Revo, who's like one of the greatest instruments ever.
You sung a cover. Did you sing an original as well?
No, just the. They wanted like, you know, inspirational, upbeat kind of vibe.
We need to ask you about your Last Supper.
Does that mean the last dinner I just had?
No, the one that you're going to have before you go on a desert island.
You're going away to sing on an island. Not going to be allowed to have any of your delicious food that you want. Starter, main, dessert, drink of choice.
Can it be like from different...
Yes!
Everywhere. You can...
And
who's that
Anthony
gorgeous man that
from
had
Queer
the whole
Eye
day?
Did a whole day in New York, did lots of different places. You can do whatever you like.
Okay. So I'm having a vodka martini with a twist, Grey Goose.
Delish.
My starter is a spicy tuna and crispy rice, which is like, you know...
I love that. From Nobu.
Yeah, the Nobu has a great one. Katsuya has a great one. Everyone's sort of doing it now, but a really good where it's like crisp on the outside and soft in the middle for the rice cake. Really nicely seasoned.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Spicy tuna mix, a little garnish. For the main, I mean, if it's like a last meal for a while, just maybe like a spaghetti bolognese. Just like a really nice meat sauce, thick pasta.
Who's your favorite spag bol from? Like, is it homemade or is it at a particular restaurant?
Well, Noah. And it's one of the first things he taught me how to make. And we made it on Zoom together during the pandemic. So,
Do you have any tips, extra things? Do you put milk in it? Do you use beef or veal?
He tends to put butter and cream in most things. He's even more allergic to dairy than I am, and yet he simply can't veer away from it. But other than Noah's, I'm trying to think of, like, restaurant. Well, I mean, we've been to Italy, and it's hard to beat, like, eating it from the source. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Are you having any sides with the spag bol?
Maybe like a sautéed broccoli I really love. Some garlic bread.
We're going Italian.
Yeah. I think for the main, like, nothing says, like, main course. Like,
a bowl
Italian.
Of pasta.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's like, that's the whole meal.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
And dessert would be vanilla ice cream and cheesecake.
What kind of cheesecake? Where
just
from?
A classic New York cheesecake. Even, like, Junior's. Like, any.
Quite dense.
Dense, big, chunky.
Bit of lemon in it.
But not a whole layer of citrus on top. I like just straight to the cheesecake. Nice cinnamon, you know, crust.
And where do you get yours from?
Cinnamon crust.
Anywhere that has it. I mean,
you'll always order.
Oh, yes. If it's on the menu, it's what I went for my first like 16 birthdays or something. My cake was always a cheesecake.
Do you want wine with it?
Or I just switch over to wine from the martini. Yeah, no, that's nice.
Would you?
I like a red. I like a really light. Kind of drinkable, juicy red.
Okay, so this has been my find from...
What?
Trader Joe's and their wine.
It's great.
So good
cheap. I bought the rosé from there.
The guy was like... Yeah. I was like, can you give me a kind of inexpensive Primitivo or something like that? And he went, yeah, $4.99. I said, oh, God. And he went, trust me.
What's
it's
it called?
It's delicious.
We've got Trader Joe's.
But I was like, I sound like a snob and I love a deal, but $4.99? Really? He went, trust me, if you want a juicy red.
Noted.
A juicy
you don't
red.
Need to spend all that money on the other shit. I love it there.
We've got your Desert Island meal. What would be your Desert Island musical?
Ooh, good question.
That you have to take with you.
Question.
Like, well, I only can take one soundtrack, you're saying?
Yeah.
Sunday in the Park with George, which is a Sondheim musical. It's my favorite musical of all time.
So that's where we need to enter. If we're going to go and study Sondheim,
yeah,
that's where
number
you
one.
Say to go to start.
It's my dream of all dream roles one day. I will do it before I pass.
How old do you need to be that part?
I'd say like in 4 or 5 years I could do it. But it's a fictionalized... A story about Georges Seurat, the painter, like the pointillist painter, and it's all about like the things you sacrifice to be an artist and how living in your head and loving your work takes away from your ability to connect with people and relationships, and it's just so beautiful. And there's a great PBS capture of the original cast with Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin that you can watch. I'm sure it's on Prime.
Bernadette Peters was in Gypsy, right?
Yeah, but yes, Mandy Patinkin was
on Broadway. Like,
you know,
20 years ago.
I always wanted to marry Mandy Patinkin.
Who's Mandy Patinkin?
He was in Homeland. He was Saul.
Yes,
oh my
that's
God,
right.
You love him.
And I loved him so much. And then I discovered
he's
he sang so beautifully.
Amazing. He was the original Evita.
Yeah.
He's amazing. So you should watch that original. It's really well captured. It's a great.
How do you get it? On
I'm
YouTube
sure it's either
or
Prime or Netflix. Yeah. Someone's got it.
I want to know. Look, you're about to go and do a residency on Broadway, which is just so fabulous. The sentence. and then you're going on your tour. Like, I mean, you're having a good time, Ben.
Cuckoo bananas, yeah.
What does that mean?
He's just having a fabulous time.
Cuckoo bananas.
It's just like I could never have dreamed it. Like wild.
How different is it when you're preparing for a residency on Broadway to when you're touring? with preparation, I mean, and I'm talking more food because I just need some tips.
Meaning like what?
Do you keep the same because it's singing and?
Yes, I once we get like 4 or 5 weeks out, I'll start doing no dairy, no gluten, like high protein, lots of water, just probably cut back on the drinking, unfortunately. Just to optimize like as little mucus as possible, so you're not having to clear so much, and energetically you have everything you need to sing. And
do you have tomatoes? Jesse avoids tomatoes.
No, I avoid pie acid too, like that. Yes, I
can't. Pie acid.
Sorry, I'm high. Like anything with high acid.
Yes,
yeah.
The residency, because touring you move around.
Yes,
and, I mean I just
it exhausts.
It's exhausting.
Quickly, yeah. No, I can't wait to be in one. Because I love doing like a regular Broadway show where you have a routine and you get comfortable. So to get to do that mixed with doing your own perspective, it's like a dream combination.
What's your food of choice? Are you quite a creature of habit? So when you're in that zone, because I always just do chicken pho.
Yeah, I love to eat at a... Do you know what Dig is? Or like... It's like one of those places where you get like a protein, a starch, and a couple of veggies. Okay. You make like a little plate. So I like a bowl where I just get right to the business of like a little bit of starch and carb for energy, a little bit of protein, chicken, a little bit of veggie.
It's just for fuel, really.
Exactly.
It can't be really for indulgence, can it?
No, just because anything that's too makes you feel too. Like weighed
down.
But
if you've done well, don't you want to eat a chocolate eclair?
Well, you
something?
Didn't ask me about after.
Okay, let's talk about after.
Well, I do still have to avoid dairy technically, but I love either a vegan dessert or some sorbet or some kind of dessert cocktail or
a dessert cocktail.
Yeah, like a little
that's
hot.
That's a really hot toddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's kind of medicinal.
Good for the throat. Not too drying if you're gonna have something. Just something cozy and.
But you're going on tour. Is there anywhere that you're looking forward to going for the food, or is it just like? Off limits.
Look, he's eating Dig.
Yeah, but is there anywhere you'll be you know what? I've got a day off tomorrow. We're fucking eating here.
Well, Nashville has amazing hot chicken and barbecue and stuff. So and that's not so outside the realm of what I can have. So I'll probably go in there. And Chicago has such great food always.
So good.
So I'll have to find
something.
When
are you in Chicago?
I forget when. The whole thing is mid June to the end of July.
Do you ever sing karaoke? Or is it because you're a singer you never do it?
I like to go with my closest friends. Yeah. For my bachelor party, one of the things we did was go do karaoke.
And what was your song?
Well, in that case, they each sort of sang something. We each did a song that was important to us growing up, or that we used to sing together.
But so which one was yours?
If I'm really going to show off in karaoke, I like to do Celine Dion or Whitney Houston.
Of course,
or something. Like if we're going to do it, let's do it. You know what I mean?
What's your Celine Dion song? All Coming Back to Me.
Yeah, or All by Myself.
Oh, of course.
Okay, and you're Whitney?
If I'm trying to keep the energy up, how will I know?
But if you're going for your moment,
I have nothing.
Yeah. Would you, we've talked about sorbet, we've talked about dairy, would you have a little bit of olive oil ice cream with us? Just a little spoonful?
Yeah, of course.
He's avoiding dairy.
No, not today. Not, Mum, we gave him the wrong bloody...
Okay. My residency is not for a little bit, so...
Okay.
I'm already off the cheese train, so.
Do you think you've got good table manners, Ben?
Yes, in terms of discourse. But I'm a little. I can chew with my mouth open sometimes. Also, I put my elbows on the table sometimes.
Oh, me too.
So
Was it important in your family?
Not really. When there's that many kids, those fall by the wayside.
There was a lot of children.
Yeah. As long as you're, being actually respectful and nice to each other, then it doesn't really matter if you're, sitting like this or, a little messy or whatever.
Where will your honeymoon be? Are we allowed to know?
Italy.
Where? One of the lakes or the seaside?
We're going all over the place. We've only been once, and it was a very quick trip just to celebrate the end of parade. And so as soon when we were there, we just had the dreamiest time. We were we have to come and do it right next time, so... It'll be all over.
We'll do the Positano, Amalfi Coast, because you're on your honeymoon. Of course you should.
You said it, not me. But
you should.
Yeah.
You should.
That's grapefruit ice
grapefruit.
Cream. Yeah, try it.
Would you like to try some grapefruit?
No, you should try the olive oil first. Yeah.
I do love olive oil cake, so I think I'm going to really like the olive oil ice cream.
It's really interesting.
Oh, I like that.
I think that's delicious.
Mmm.
It's gorgeous.
I like
lovely.
That.
Yeah.
That's good.
What, the grapefruit ice cream, yeah.
Oh, Ben, it's been so lovely to meet you.
Likewise.
Good luck with your residency, with your tour, with the album.
Thank you.
Merrily we roll on. I can't believe we have to wait. How many years?
I think we're down to like 15.
Fucking hell.
I won't be here then.
Touch wood.
Touch wood, please God, I'll abide, but I don't. I'm old.
Oh God, that mum, that's a very depressing way to finish this, this chat.
Sorry.
I'm very excited about that, but wow.
So do you think we could have a prequel?
Do a prequel.
Please. My parents say the same thing, and they love to talk about it because it's such an exciting thing, but they're like, don't talk about how long it's going to be. But everyone's going to make it there. It's a reason to live.
Okay, that's what I'm going to... Do you hear God?
Listen.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course.
Really lovely to meet you.
Likewise, guys. What a delicious meal.
Good luck with the album as well.
Thank you.
Lovely,
gorgeous,
sweet, interesting, has a Barbra Streisand story, is multi-talented, does a bit of everything. I mean,
directs, produces, songwriter.
A beautiful album coming out. I really enjoyed meeting him.
Me too.
I don't know how
it was really nice.
I really appreciated Jonah cooking for us.
Which was your favourite thing? Do you like the flaming?
I like this
saganaki.
I like this jam. Hold on.
The flaming saganaki.
It's like marmalade.
Yeah. Flaming saganaki.
Flaming sag was good.
Spanakopita.
I think we should put that on the menu, Jonah, the phyllo. I think it will go down very well. Sam wants me to bring back the dips. Thank you to Greetmans for giving us delicious food. Thank you to Ben for coming over, telling us all his food stories. And thank you, Mum, because I feel like you seem very relaxed, and I'll see you down on the beach tomorrow.
I will.
Honey Mind is coming out on the 31st of May. You can pre-order it now.
And his single, Andrew, is out. Nice story behind that.
Yeah, just go and listen and fall in love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.